Hi, Amogha here. Now I'm discussing about Chapter 3. The name of the Chapter 3 is Network Theory. So moving on to its review. This chapter is all about the study and analysis of networks based on various theorems. Further, the analysis is done to understand the glimpses of theorems. Here, the network theorems are developed that are useful in the analysis of both simple as well as the complex electrical circuits. This makes the network to simplify so easily. So moving on to its brief history, Léon Charles Thevenin was a French telegraph engineer who extended Ohm's law to the analysis of complex electrical circuits. Now, what exactly this network is? So the answer to this question is any arrangement of the various electrical energy sources along with these different circuit elements are known as the electrical network. Network element. Any individual circuit element with the two terminals which can be connected to other circuits element is called as the network element. Now, what is branch? Branch is a part of a network that connects various points inside the network circuit with another is called branch. Junction point. It is basically a point where here the three or more branches meet together. Node. Here two or more elements are joined together. Mesh or loop. Mesh or loop consists of the set of branches that forms a closed path inside the network in such a manner that if one of the branches where more than remaining branches do not form the closed paths. Moving on to the classification of electrical networks. So linear network is a network wherein the parameters of resistance, inductance, and capacitance are constant with respect to current or voltage are known as the linear networks, non-linear network. Here, the nonlinear network have the parameters in the circuit that differ with respect to current and the voltage. Bilateral network, a circuit whose characteristics are same irrespective of the direction of current through various elements of it, is called as the bilateral network. Moving on to new unilateral network. Unilateral network has a circuit whose the behavior is dependent on the direction of the current through various elements is called unilateral network. Active network. A circuit is called as active when it consists of the at least one of the source of energy. This is called an active network. An energy source may include voltage source or the current source. Passive network. A circuit which consists no energy, contains no energy source, is known as the passive circuit. Lumped network. Here the network elements are physically separable and most of electric networks are lumped, which consists of elements like resistance, inductance or capacitor, that's RLC, voltage source, etc. Distributed network. Here this circuit elements like resistance, inductance, etc. can't be physically separable for analysis purposes and are known as the distributed network. Resistor. It is a linear and bilateral element where V voltage is directly proportional to I current. Moving on to Kirchhoff laws, Kirchhoff current law, KCL. It states that the total current entering a junction is equal to the total current leaving the junction, which is expressed by the algebraic sum of the currents at the junction or node will be zero. Next is Kirchhoff's voltage law, that's KVL. It states that the algebraic sum of voltage drops in a closed loop is zero. Now, what is loop or mesh analysis? A mesh is a loop which does not contain any other loops within it. The current through a mesh is known as a mesh current. The following are the steps in order to determine the mesh currents. Firstly, you need to assign the mesh currents to n number of meshes. Second step is apply KVL, that is Kirchhoff's voltage law, to each of the n meshes. Use Ohm's law to represent or to express the voltage in terms of the mesh currents. Now, you need to solve the resulting n simultaneous equations in order to obtain the mesh currents. Next is nodal analysis. Nodal analysis is a procedure in order to analyze the voltage as circuit variable. Node voltage is chosen instead of element voltages as a circuit variable. It reduces the number of equations. So the nodal analysis is a procedure in order to analyze the voltage as a circuit variable. And here the node voltage, as we will be choosing it as instead of element voltages as the circuit variable, this reduces the number of equations in the solving section. Moving on to superposition theorem, it states that in a linear bilateral DC network containing more than one energy source, the resultant potential difference across or current through any element is equal to the algebraic sum of potential differences or currents for that element produced by each source acting alone with all other independent ideal voltage sources, which are replaced by the short circuits as well as all other independent ideal current sources replaced by open circuits, that is non-ideal sources, are placed here, which are replaced by their internal resistances. So the steps of the superposition theorem are as follows. Firstly, we need to select a single source acting alone, then short the other voltage sources and open the current sources if internal impedances are not known. If known, replace them by their internal impedances. Step 2 is to find the current through or the voltage across the required element due to the source under construction using a suitable that work simplification technique. Repeat about all these steps for all the sources. So after repeating all these steps, the fourth step is to add all the individual effects produced by individual sources to obtain the total current in or voltage across the element. But please to note that if there are dependent current and voltage sources present in the circuit, then such dependent sources should not be replaced by open and short circuit but must be kept as it is while applying the theorem. Moving on to the Thevenin's theorem. Thevenin's theorem states that a linear two-terminal circuit can be replaced by an equivalent circuit that consists of a voltage source VTH in series with the resistor RTH, where VTH is the open circuit voltage at the terminals and RTH is the input or equivalent resistance at the terminals when the independent sources are turned off. To find Thevenin's resistance RTH, we need to consider a case. Case 1. When a network doesn't contain any dependent sources, then all the independent sources are turned off. Case 2. When a network contains dependent sources, all independent sources are turned off. Since as per superposition theorem, the dependent sources shouldn't be turned off as they are controlled from circuit variables. So we apply the voltage source V0 at the terminals A and B and determine the resulting current I0. So next is Norton's theorem. This states that the two-terminal linear circuit can be replaced by an equivalent circuit that consists of current source IN, which is parallel to resistor RN, where IN is the short circuit current and RN is the input or equivalent resistance at the terminals when the independent sources are turned off. Reciprocity theorem. This theorem states that when the places of voltage and current source in a network are interchanged, the magnitude of current as well as the voltage flowing in circuit remains the same. Moving on to Tellingen's theorem, it states that the summation of power delivered is zero for each branch of any electrical network at any instant of time. Next is substitution theorem. It states that the voltage across any branch or the current through that branch of a network being known. The branch can be replaced by the combination of various elements that'll make the same voltage and current through that branch. Next is compensation theorem. In a linear bilateral network with independent sources, if impedance Z with current I through it is changed to Z plus delta Z, then that incremental change in current due to this will be same as the current produced by the voltage source I delta Z when connected in series with new impedance Z plus delta Z in the network with all independent sources being turned off. So this is the end of the chapter 3. The exercise questions for chapter 3, that is network theory, are: define network element. What is an active network? Define lumped network. Explain Kirchhoff's laws. Explain the steps or the procedure to apply the superposition theorem. What is Thevenin's theorem? Explain about Norton's theorem. Describe compensation theorem. So these were the exercise questions for chapter 3, that is network analysis.